Good day here at Brookings Radio. We welcome Brookings School Superintendent Clint Willard. Dr. Willard, good to see you once again.
Perry, great to be back with you again today on at least today a sunny day.
So far. It could change tonight, I understand. Welcome to the swamp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's been a crazy year.
It has been. And of course, the start of the school year, quite different than normal.
Yes.
Because of the delays at the middle school.
Well, but it got started. Speaking of crazy years, yeah, this is one for the record books in a lot of ways, an unprecedented start to the school year like I've never experienced before, and certainly one that was delayed because of construction, and certainly weather had a certain influence over that, but at the same time, we know that the contract was what it was and stated the deadline, so we'll have to navigate those waters to sort that out, but we are, all schools are in session, everything's functioning as we expect it to right now. We had several rooms, like six rooms turned over to us. We're functioning in those rooms. By the end of this next coming week, we should have six more rooms turned over along with a cross corridor. And then we'll just continue until, I believe, October, when the new front entrance and all those areas will be completed as well.
So things, obviously, classes are underway, but things will be shifting as the year progresses.
Yeah.
That can't be real easy.
It's not, and I really give a lot of credit to our staff and our administration at the middle school. They've really shouldered into this conversation and doing all they can to give our kids the best experience that they possibly can have. We had a wonderful launch to the school year one. I think that the students will remember for their entire life. Having teachers do a flash mob to Old Town Road is kind of a fun way to start the year, and that's what they did. And a cameo appearance, that's what they did. They had a great time. We're making it work with the flexibility that we have within the building. Really, I think it comes back to having a good plan and executing on it, and that's what we're doing. I mean, we had some of those days where we didn't start school immediately at the middle school to do some of that kind of, okay, what if, and made some transitional planning, and the good news is it looks like everything's moving as we expect it to now. The unfortunate part, obviously, is that's not what we expected at the beginning, but we're making it work, and it is not impacting the education of the students. We've also increased the length of the student contact day at the middle school. We're starting about 10 minutes earlier than what we have in the past. By doing that, it effectively bakes in additional instructional time, which we gives us a little insurance policy, because we don't know what the winter is going to bring, and ensuring that we'll be able to conclude the middle school year in tandem with the rest of the school's buildings.
10 minutes extra a day isn't a bad thing to have to do.
No, it's not.
Does that mess with bus schedules?
It really doesn't, because of the way that our structure works. The students would have an opportunity to congregate, eat some breakfast, congregate in the commons area, a little social time, get some of those wiggles out, and then go to the classes. So we've essentially diminished a significant portion of that common time in the commons area with the kids, and it has not impacted bus schedules. Everything's working as scheduled and planned.
As you mentioned, the classrooms will soon be done, but there will still be construction going on.
Yeah. In fact, if people are driving on the north parking lot, they'll notice that behind the building, or the north side of the building, there's some footings being poured. That's for some expansion of our wellness area. That frees up some space, because there's a wellness place over in our CTE building right now. That'll open up that room, so it gives us an additional instructional space. So we're excited about that. And that's going to continue. And then into next summer, the cafeteria area is going to see a major transformation. There'll be new flooring put in. The stage area that's kind of central to that cafeteria area will be gone. The floor will be leveled. All that will have a function of enhancing safety and security, the flow of students. It'll also give us a nice large common space to do some things. There will be some sort of a staging component in there, maybe similar to what people are familiar with at the Brookings High School, but it will open up that space as well, so it's going to be really nice.
That shouldn't impact classes at all.
No, that won't impact any classes. It may impact some community events, like, for example, this year, because of what's gone on in the building, needing to utilize portions of the gym for staging materials and supplies of furniture and some finishings within the building. We had to ask some community events, a large taekwondo tournament, for example, to relocate to a different venue. But people have been extremely gracious and really, again, again, appreciating the fact that on the forefront of all of this was student safety and security, ensuring that we had a safe and secure zone for the students and for the staff. So we're going to continue to operate that way. And you'll also notice, again, going back to the conversation about the construction going on, the south parking lot continues in earnest. Right now, that's staff parking. But once that area is done, we'll have a different entrance and drop-off point, really focusing on right-hand turn in, right-hand turn out. So students are curbside. They can hop out of the car, and cars can keep moving. That was one of the things that the board had said we really want to have a hard look at when we redo this building, because that is such a conflict point in the community with all the traffic coming right. and going, and then you have all the drop-offs included. So we're going to be better at that, and it'll get there, and everybody just has to continue to be patient.
Well, as you mentioned, I think the last time we talked, yes, this is a few weeks inconvenience, but the building will now be set for 20 years or more.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that our community is really going to be proud of. I know we've had a number of other school districts ask us about the middle school project and our middle school building. And once we're all done with the project, we look to doing some sort of an open house and possibly even like a rededication of Mickelson Middle School. We're starting to talk about those ideas as well. So this is a real celebration in the community.
How's the budget for the construction?
You know, that's a great question. We've had a couple of change orders, and there's been some questions about the change orders. We had one, for example, that we initiated, but then found out that we didn't get any credit back. So we we actually rescinded that change order. But overall, our budget's looking very positive, and we hit a very favorable bid climate, fortunately, which was great to see. We were pleasantly surprised by that, frankly, simply because we know how busy all the contractors are. But this is a pretty significant project.
$20 million.
Yeah. And so in all, we've been happy with how the budget's handling itself so far.
You mentioned the possibility of legal damages, and that is yet to be decided.
Because
of the late.
Yes, exactly. In the contract documents, there was a clause that stated costs for actual damages, and I think it's pretty easy for the school district to quantify actual damages. We're paying for staff to be there, paying for them to be with students, and they were there but not with students, so that incurs damages. So what we're doing right now is we're calculating what that total cost of daily operation is, and then we'll calculate that out times the number of days, and then we'll start the process. And I'm hopeful that as we get through this process that we'll find an amicable solution, because again,
if not, it could end up in the
it could it could happens. Yeah, it does from time to time, and we know that there's always an inherent risk when people sign on to do a project. You're taking the risk of weather and all those other factors, but again, that's borne by the contractor.
Rest of the schools, the start go well?
You know, we had a wonderful start. In fact, last night I shared with our school board in a recent school board meeting. We do survey data just to know how we're doing. It's part of our continuous improvement efforts in the school district. And with our new start, this is our second year of doing it, with the scheduled times for parents and students to meet individually, particularly at the elementary levels. And we had nearly 100% participation in those events, K-5. And then the feedback that we had, many schools, 98% satisfaction, where people were very satisfied or very satisfied.
That's both parents and staff.
Parents and staff,
like
both, yeah. So the second year of doing it, we're really pleased. It's been a great start with all those activities and venues, and then on top of it, the Bobcats have started out in several of our activities with some pretty good seasons as well, so we're really pleased with what we're seeing there. So yeah, all in all, it's been a really good start despite the challenges with the middle school, and like we talked before, in the scheme of things, a few days out of a 20 or 30 year time span is but a blip on the screen, and we'll certainly continue to be committed to the quality education experiences that kids need and deserve.
One other note, enrollment growth very close to where you had projected.
Yeah, that's been a good thing. And still, we're wondering what's going on with all the new construction. And
it's only 18 students, which doesn't seem to correlate to Brookings.
Yeah, and for the number of roofs that we see. Mm-hmm. popping out of the ground, not only in Brookings, but also Aurora, both communities that are part of the Brookings School District. So we're continuing to watch. I have been told by a few parents of really young kids saying, well, you just wait for about 4 more years and then it's really going to hit you. So I'm hoping that that's the case, because I know we have a lot of young families in town. And again, we've been happy to see the growth of the 18 students right now. We're still optimistic that there might be a few more trickling in, but we'll find out at the end of September.
Be somewhere around that.
I would anticipate it is, which is good because it does align to what we put into our budget projections with 16.
That's
absolutely
really close.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You mentioned during the school board meeting that there's a big difference between the graduating class and the kindergarten class.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
something you have to deal with.
It will be. And as we keep looking.
How big is that number?
That's about 74 students,
74
as I recall.
More
so, yeah. And kindergarten than our graduating seniors. It's a huge difference. And so when you start thinking about that down the road, what that's going to mean for staffing and supports at our high school with that number of students, we're going to have to be mindful of that. So,
and you have that really big, what is it, the fifth grade
class? It is now the sixth grade class. Yes, you know, it's that anomaly class and about 300 plus students, but it's
what's the graduating class this year?
212.
And then you have that 300 plus.
Yeah. So you yeah.
I mean, we'll go down some after that, but obviously it's. So well, the kindergarten class is what, 270 then?
About 280.
So that's close.
So we're getting close. And again, looking down the road, those are all the things that we have to plan for. And I know there were a couple of questions people asked about, well, did you really need the expansion of the number of rooms? Could have you just bolted on 4 rooms and called it even? And our board, our comprehensive facility planning process really articulated just what we're seeing. While you have a class of 300, several years ago that was 200, now we're at 286. We need the space.
So there may not be a lot of growth right now, but those lower grades are already big.
Absolutely. And it looks like for the foreseeable future, which again is a good problem to have. And we want to continue to do what we can in the community and in the district to support young families coming here. We're looking to do some more work in terms of presenting what's going on in the school district, working with our realtors and the like, because we have a pretty good story to tell here. And we think we've got a great product that we're producing, and it really comes back to the quality of our staff and the programs that we offer in the district. So stay tuned on the enrollment. We'll have final numbers the end of September. And in the meantime, we're just really looking forward to the duration of the school year. I think we're off to a great start, and we got a lot of promise ahead of us.
Very good. Superintendent Clint Willard, we got to go.
Oh, it always goes so fast. Thanks again, Perry.
Right here at Brookings Radio.